The snow covered up the grass with her great white cloak, and the frost painted all the trees silver. Then they invited the North Wind to stay with them, and he came. He was wrapped in furs, and he roared all day about the garden and blew the chimney pots down.
"This is a delightful spot," he said. "We must ask the Hail on a visit."
So the Hail came. Every day, for 3 hours, he rattled on the roof of the castle till he broke most of the slates. And then he ran round and round the garden as fast as he could go. He was dressed in gray, and his breath was like ice.
"I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming," said the selfish giant,
as he sat at the window and looked out at his cold white garden.
"I hope there will be a change in the weather."
But the spring never came, nor did the summer. The autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. "He is too selfish," she said. So it was always winter there, and the North Wind and the Hail and the Frost and the Snow danced about through the trees.